Hello, baseball fans from across the Americas and around the world. I'm Bruce Baskin with World Baseball Today on WRMI. In this week's program, the Florida Marlins beat the Miami Hurricanes in a preseason game. The Boston Red Sox visit the president at the White House in Washington. And the Mexican national team travels 11,000 miles in 10 days on their way to the Olympic qualifying tournament in Taiwan. Those stories coming up next on World Baseball Today on WRMI. World Baseball Today is on the move. No, we're not relocating the franchise from Miami, but WRMI is moving our North American broadcast to 99.55 on your shortwave dial at the end of March. WRMI has already been broadcasting to Latin America on 99.55, so this will make it easier to find us anytime, day or night. Remember, WRMI will be broadcasting entirely on 99.55 starting March 30th. One station, one frequency. I love it when a plan comes together. Let's begin this week's edition of World Baseball Today with our National League report. Alejandro Deaza had two hits and an RBI to help propel the Florida Marlins to a 7-2 win over the University of Miami in a preseason game last week at Jupiter, Florida. Chris Seddon tossed two scoreless innings with three strikeouts for the Marlins, while Lee Mitchell stroked a homer for the Fish. Ryan Jackson collected three doubles for the Hurricanes. The Marlins have beaten or tied the Canes nine times in 10 games over the years, including a 12-7 win in 2007. In that game, Miami had a late 7-5 lead before the Marlins notched seven runs over the final two innings. The Hurricanes are currently ranked number two in the nation in the Rivals.com poll, trailing only Arizona State. Miami is ranked number nine in the latest Baseball America poll, and they're number 14 in the Collegiate Baseball newspaper. No matter what happens during the regular season, the Atlanta Braves held on to their perfect preseason record in games against collegiate teams from their home state. The Braves beat the University of Georgia 8-0 last week. Chipper Jones socked a two-run double, and five minor leaguers combined to toss a seven-hitter. One of those pitchers was Mexico's Jorge Campillo, who was with Atlanta this spring after being buried in the minors by the Seattle Mariners last season, despite obvious holes in the Mariners' starting rotation. Campillo pitched two scoreless innings for the Braves. The Braves are now 22-0 in their traditional spring opener against either the Bulldogs or Georgia Tech, who have mostly rotated the game each year since 1987. The Bulldogs dropped to 0-10 against the big league team. There were a couple of highlights for Georgia, however. Ryan Pisel had three of the Bulldogs' seven hits, and the Braves got a one-inning peek at their second-round pick of last year, pitcher Joshua Fields. Fields failed to reach a contract agreement and returned to school in the fall for his senior season. Atlanta manager Bobby Cox noted, quote, "He was only throwing 97 with the good breaking ball." Jamie Moyer showed once again how a 45-year-old soft tosser can continue to pitch in the major leagues last week, throwing three scoreless innings for Philadelphia last Wednesday as the Phillies beat the Cincinnati Reds 8-1 in an exhibition game at Clearwater, Florida. Moyer went 14-12 for the Phils in 2007, leading the team with 199.1 innings pitched despite being the oldest player on the team by far. The veteran lefty said after the game, quote, "I was just hoping to get to my pitch limit. I got away with a lot of bad pitches. One of those so-called bad pitches resulted in a strikeout of the Reds' Scott Friel in the third inning, but that's typical Moyer. He may have the slowest stuff in the majors, not thrown by a knuckleballer, but he gets batters out on location, mixing pitches, and just plain old guile. Moyer is a pitcher in the truest sense of the word." That's our National League report for this week. Coming up next to our American League news here on World Baseball Today on WRMI. If all that mattered was getting the scores, you wouldn't be listening to this program. Why settle for websites that give you the same old story? Baseball Guru digs deep into the game. You'll get the top stories, but there's more. Baseball Guru has some of the best writers on the net. John B. Holway, Leslie Heafy, Harvey Fromer, Jim Albright, and more. There are great features, too, including World Baseball Today audio on demand. Don't settle for the mundane. Get your news online at baseballguru.com. You'll never see the game the same way again. You're listening to World Baseball Today on Radio Miami International. In American League news, pitcher Scott Kazmir will miss 2 weeks of spring training with the Tampa Bay Rays due to an elbow strain. It was originally feared Kazmir might be out for a greater length of time, but an MRI did not reveal a serious injury. Still, the Rays are not going to rush their 24-year-old ace's recovery, even if it means missing a start or two at the beginning of the regular season. Kazmir led the American League in 2007 with 239 strikeouts, going 13-9 with a 3.48 ERA in a club record 34 starts after an All-Star game selection 1 year earlier. He'd been scheduled to pitch an inning of an intra-squad game last Tuesday, but was pulled after feeling discomfort in his left elbow on his final warm-up pitch. Kazmir told reporters that he believed his elbow strain would not be serious by the time he got to the doctor's office because a lot of the symptoms he'd been feeling, quote, kind of went completely away. Former Cy Young Award winner Bartolo Colon has signed a one-year, $1.2 million minor league contract with the Boston Red Sox. After pitching at least 200 innings in 8 of 9 years through the 2005 season, Colon has been limited to 29 games over the past 2 seasons by shoulder and elbow injuries. He missed the Los Angeles Angels playoff appearance last fall because of an inflamed elbow. After 2 days of playing catch with Boston pitching coach John Farrell, Colon was put on a schedule that would have him ready to pitch in a game by March 9th. The Red Sox are scheduled to meet the Los Angeles Dodgers that day, although Colon may pitch in a minor league contest instead. The right-hander has a record of 146-95 with a 4.10 ERA since starting his major league career in 1997 with Cleveland. He became a free agent after his 4-year, $51 million contract expired last fall. The Red Sox are also taking a look at right-hander Freddy Garcia. The 31-year-old Garcia had season-ending shoulder surgery last June after going 1-5 for Philadelphia. Boston is searching for pitching depth, with Curt Schilling expected to miss at least half the upcoming season. The world champions paid a visit to the White House in Washington last Wednesday for an audience with former Texas Rangers owner George W. Bush, who doubles as president of the country these days. The Red Sox were honored by Bush on the White House's South Lawn with more than 1,000 people on hand to watch, including the White House chief of staff, press aides, and policy wonks. Bush mentioned that Boston pitcher Daisuke Matsuzaka had a larger press corps than he does, adding that, quote, "We both have trouble answering questions in English." The president also turned his attention to closer Jonathan Papelbon, who danced in his underwear on Boston's Fenway Park infield when the Red Sox won the pennant. Bush told Papelbon, quote, "Thanks for wearing pants." The biggest laugh was on outfielder Manny Ramirez, who was absent last week after missing the 2005 Red Sox ceremony at the White House after claiming he was visiting a sick grandmother. Bush said, quote, "I guess his grandmother died again," drawing prolonged laughter among those present. That's our look at American League news for this week. When we come back, international baseball update. The Mexican national team will travel 11,000 miles in 10 days. The South Koreans preparing for the Olympic qualifying tournament. And the Jeremy Powell soap opera finally is nearing an end in Japan. That's all coming up next on World Baseball Today. World Baseball Today brings the summer game to the world via shortwave radio on Radio Miami International, with top baseball stories from North America, the Caribbean, and Asia. For as little as $15 a week, you can help us continue giving listeners in places like Miami, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, and Havana the latest Major League and International Baseball news. For details, email us at worldbaseballtoday@hotmail.com. World Baseball Today. It's not just America's national pastime anymore. You're listening to World Baseball Today on WRMI in Miami. In our international baseball update, the Mexican national team is spending a lot of time on the road in preparation for their appearance in the Olympic Games qualifying tournament in Taiwan. Beginning February 23rd, the Mexicans will have traveled over 11,000 miles by the time they open the tournament this week against Canada. The Mexican selects began their odyssey with a game in Cancun February 23rd, losing to the Tigres. Then they went to Mérida for a game with the Yucatan Leones, then to Campeche for a match with the Piratas, back to Cancun for another match with the Tigres, and after that they took a trip to Tijuana by way of Mexico City and Guadalajara. After a 3-game set with the Potros, the selects crossed the border for a 2-game series with the Colorado Rockies in Tucson, that before heading west to Los Angeles and embarking on their long flight to Taipei for the tournament. Veteran pitcher Pablo Ortega is looking forward to the Olympic qualifier despite some discomfort in his right leg, saying, quote, reaching the Olympics would bring important benefits to Mexican baseball. It needs more attention. South Korea will be sending a mixed bag to Taiwan this week for the Olympic qualifier tournament. While the South Koreans have perhaps their most explosive lineup ever, with sluggers Sung Yup Lee, Dong Ju Kim, and Dai Ho Lee anchoring the offense, their pitching is a concern to manager Kyung Moon Kim. Kim, who manages the Korea Baseball Organization's Doosan Bears, will trim his current 32-man roster to 24 in time for their Friday opener against South Africa. He'll have to make do without U.S. pitching veterans Chan Ho Park, Byung-Hyun Kim, and Jae-Kook Ryu, and will have to rely heavily on Hanwha Eagles pitcher Hyung-Jin Ryu, who looked worn out before bowing out of the Eagles' KBO playoff series with Doosan last fall. Former Tampa Bay pitcher Jae Hwang Seo, who now pitches for the Kia Tigers, will be out with an injury which will take away a versatile arm capable of starting or coming in out of the bullpen. According to Kim, his final 24-man roster will consist of 10 pitchers and 14 position players. And it looks like the Japanese baseball version of a Mexican telenovela or a one-season soap opera is coming to an end. In our last episode, the dispute over Powell's signing with both the SoftBank Hawks and Oryx Buffaloes was heading to the office of Interim Baseball Commissioner Yasuchika Nagoro. Standing firmly on both sides of the divide, Nagoro did his best impersonation of Solomon and declared both contracts null and void, effectively giving Powell free agent status. Powell, who is 67-59 over seven seasons of Japanese baseball after going 0-2 last year for the Yomiuri Giants, is expected to sign another contract with the Hawks, who announced they had signed the veteran righty in late January, 3 weeks after Oryx announced Powell had inked a deal with them. Will Jeremy Powell stick with one team? Will he have to sit out any time as a penalty for his double dealing? Will he actually win a game this season? Stay tuned for the next installment of All My Gaijin here on World Baseball Today. That will wrap it up for this week's edition of World Baseball Today on Radio Miami International. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us an email if you'd like a free subscription to either the text or audio version of this program at worldbaseballtoday@hotmail.com. Have yourselves a great week. We'll be back again at this time next Sunday. Till then, I'm Bruce Baskin with World Baseball Today for Radio Miami International. So long.